Hey there. I'm sending you this audio message because, well, I know you've been watching me. I've seen you looking out the window in your room, staring across the street into mine. I've sat on my bed, feeling your gaze burn into me from so far away as I undress at night. And it drives me wild. It keeps me up at night. I lay in bed when I'm alone, guessing at what you're thinking about when you look at me. I trace my hands along my skin, wondering which part of me you like best. Even now, I can't help but think about it. My hand slides between my legs, my fingers trembling as I touch my slick, wet pussy, thinking about all the things you might do with me, and all the things I would do for you. I have never ached so badly for someone I've never met before. When I feel your eyes on my naked, exposed body, I can't help but feel like a dancer stuck in a cage. A dirty slut begging for your attention. Do you touch yourself when you watch me? Or do you wait and jerk off to the memory of my perky tits burned into your eyelids? What would you do to me if we ever actually met? When I think about it, you're standing before me, your eyes looking at me like you look out your window. You stay so quiet, just watching as I walk up to you. I'm so eager for more of your attention, you don't have to say anything. I stand before you as you eye me over like I'm not a person, like I'm just a thing you're going to use and cast aside. I bite my lip as you look me over because that's all I want to be for you. I'm not normally like this with men, but you just, I don't think straight when I'm thinking about you. When I think about you staring at me, I think about your rough hands, surprisingly gentle as they peel the clothes off me. Your thumb brushing against my shoulder as you move the strap of my bra down my arm. The cool air shocking my newly exposed nipples. I think about covering myself, but then I think about your eyes, their intense stare, and I know that you would just see through me. I stand in front of you, naked. It's a sight I know you've seen before. My long, slender legs drawing up to my hips, my flat tummy and slender waist. My firm tits rising and falling with my breast. My little nipples begging to be touched. I turn around for you, letting you see my round ass. I smile, knowing that I am exactly what you want. But when you look me in the eyes, I feel naked in a whole new way. Exposed like no one else has ever exposed me. I imagine my fingers trembling as I unbutton your shirt, struggling with your belt as I look back at you. I try to muster the same level of intensity that you have, but by the time I've removed your boxers and your cock stands out toward me, my knees turn to jello and I know that I'm just putty in your hands. Some nights, when I'm alone and touching myself like I'm touching myself right now, I try and imagine taking control, but it's never long in these fantasies until I'm on my knees in front of you. I bite my lip and look up into your piercing eyes as I stroke your thick, long cock. I've never even seen you naked before, but that doesn't stop me from imagining how good you must taste as I run my tongue under your shaft. I think about what you'd like, what you'd be looking at as I bob my head up and down. Would you look into my eyes? Or at my ass sticking out as I try and touch my nose to your stomach? I don't even like sucking dick, really, but for you, well, there isn't much I don't do for you in my fantasies. I take your cock as deep as I can down my tight, wet throat until my watering eyes make my mascara run down my face. Sometimes, I imagine you holding my hair, thrusting your cock into my mouth on your own. My own spit dripping down my chin and onto my chest as you fuck my slutty little face. Can you hear how wet I am through this? I don't know how much sound it picks up, but if you were in this room with me, you'd hear the wet sounds of my fingers sliding in and out of my pussy. That's what you do to me. You drive me wild, even when you're not watching me, even when I'm nowhere near you. The other day at work, I saw someone in an office building across the way. He was sitting at his desk, doing nothing interesting at all, but I felt so powerful looking down across from him, seeing this intimate moment of time alone, knowing I was invading his privacy. It made me think of you, how you must feel watching me. I had to sneak away to the bathroom down the hall and masturbate in the stall. I even think someone heard me. I like to imagine, in my fantasies, that when I stand up, all covered in my own spit, my makeup running, my throat aching, that I seize a moment of control. I push you back onto the bed, climbing on top of you, straddling your hips, and teasing your cock against my soaking wet folds. But then I look down at you, and realize that even by taking control, by showing you how badly I want to feel you inside me, how I can't help myself, I'm still playing into your big, manly hand. I'm still a slut who can't help myself when I see your cock. Even in my own fantasies, your presence is in control. I imagine riding your cock, my tits bouncing for you, your hands on my hips, or maybe my ass, groping and feeling my silhouette as my hips glide up and down the length of you. I always try and impress you when I'm on top. When you're on top or when I'm on all fours, I just let you do what you will. But when I'm on top, I crave your attention. Sometimes I squeeze my tits together, my fingers gently teasing with my nipple as I present them to you. Sometimes I take your fingers into my mouth, sucking them one by one, or I'll suck your nipples or reach behind me and fondle your balls. Whatever I can do to eat just a little more pleasure out of you. Whatever service I can provide to prove I'm worthy of you. It doesn't always go like this. Sometimes the setting is different. Instead of being in my room, we'll be in some public place, in my office, or at my parents' house. Sometimes, I seduce you in a slutty little outfit, the kind I'm normally too self-conscious to wear, the kind I used to think were only for porn stars. Sometimes you tie me to the bed, and render me helpless as you draw the pleasure out of me. A couple of times, I've even fantasized about you fucking my tight ass, something that I never would have dreamed of before. But now, a curious hand will slide down, playing with the entrance as I imagine you wanting it, craving some part of me. Sometimes, I don't even fuck you. I just watch, trapped in some sort of mental prison, as some other prettier whore does everything I do but better. I wonder if you look at other women in the neighborhood the way you look at me. It almost always ends the same, though. At some point, no matter where we are or what we're doing, you bend me over, sometimes on all fours, sometimes over a counter or sink, and you take me from behind. I always feel so... helpless isn't the right word. I don't want help. I don't want it to stop. I feel so out of control. Your hips clap against my ass as I moan and beg for more. Please, I'll beg. Please fuck me harder, faster. Whatever you want, please just give it to me. My legs will tremble and shake as I get closer to coming, both in my fantasy and on my bed, with my fingers pressed inside my aching cunt as waves of pleasure flow through my body. I get back onto my knees, imagining your eyes looking down at me as I stroke your shaft. Sometimes with my hand, sometimes with my lips, as I beg for it. Beg you to claim me as your little slut, until your cum shoots out, covering my face and tits with your seed as the waves build to their climax and... I needed you to know what you do to me. It's probably better if we don't ever meet in person. Some things are made to be lived out from afar. But next time you're watching me, next time I see you and look back, I just need to know if you feel anything like this. If you get any pleasure or anything from this, other than just a glance into a neighbor's window. A big thank you to NoIDTHROWAWAY2GWA from Reddit for this script. This audio was recorded and produced by me, Rory Stillshine. If you like my work, please follow me on Twitter at Rory Stillshine, on Reddit at Rory Stillshine, or support me on Patreon at Rory Stillshine, where you can gain access to exclusive audios and behind-the-scenes content. If you would like a custom commission, please contact me via my social media or at rorystillshine@gmail.com. I am also available for script writing services and welcome the opportunity to make a custom audio just for you. This audio is the property of the artist known as Rory Stillshine. You are hereby not authorized to repost this audio or use it for anything other than recreational use. MP3 files of this audio are available for purchase specifically for personal use and are not to be posted or shared without express written permission from the artist known as Rory Stillshine.